You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Wendy Gillespie and Jeff Eason. Today, we're taking a cue from a listener who wrote in to What It Is at WNCW.org with this suggestion. I have the notion that the city most mentioned in songs is Memphis and the state most mentioned is Mississippi or perhaps Tennessee. I don't know how such an idea can be verified, but perhaps the topic could be discussed on What It Is. Thank you, Steve, for that suggestion, and we're going to run with that today and talk about some of our favorite cities in song.
Yeah, well, a little bit later, we're going to verify whether Memphis is the winner or not, but I'm sure it's really right up there at the top. I particularly love those songs like James Brown's Night Train or Scott Miller's Crescent City or Dancing in the Streets, perhaps, you know, or X's The Modern World, where they name a bunch of cities because it almost sounds like, you know, they're purposefully trying to get some of these people. They're just kind of name dropping a bunch of cities and hoping that maybe something will stick somewhere. You know, it'll be a regional hit. But cities and song, that's a great subject. And I'm glad that this writer suggested it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Grace Note, and I looked up Asheville, and there are 54 songs with the word with the name Asheville in it.
Really?
And see, the first one, Autumn in Asheville. A lot of them are instrumental, and I'm sure that Grace Note doesn't catalog everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put in a lot of local bands, and they don't come up. And I'm sure that you're going to have a ton more than you'd find on Grace Note. But as a start, like Memphis has over 100.
Oh, I'm sure. One of my favorite Asheville songs is Scrappy Hamilton's Who Put the Evil in Asheville?
I've heard that one.
No.
Well, cities like Asheville, Knoxville has a number of examples. Knoxville Girl, New Orleans has got to be in the running for having a great number of mentions. It seems that a lot of the cities that have been romanticized in American history are going to be higher on this list. We were talking earlier before we started recording about Charlotte having almost no examples.
Yeah, we found the one that stuck out was Ben Folds Five's Brick, and it's not exactly the poster for come to Asheville. I mean, come to Charlotte, rather. You know who I like is Glenn Campbell. Before he became sort of this rhinestone cowboy, Branson, Missouri punchline, he had really, really strong hits with three city songs. And I think the first one was By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And then the second one was Wichita Lineman. And then the third one, I believe, in chronological order, is my favorite one of all time, is Galveston. I mean, that song makes you want to get on a bus and go to Galveston.
Yeah, No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh, that's classic one, yeah.
Well, you've got all sorts of examples. You know, how about Merle Travis, Kinfolks in Carolina, where he's talking about all sorts of locations right in our general area. I have to say that my least favorite example of this was the old Huey Lewis tune, Heart of Rock and Roll. If you're here for the 80s, I'm sure you can't get that song out of your head, and I've done you a disservice by putting it back there. But it had the edit regionally so that it would have Charlotte and Raleigh too in the lyrics.
What a ploy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think one of my least favorite is Cleveland Rocks, and I don't know why that is. I mean, it was the theme song for the Drew Carey show on TV for all those years, which I kind of liked, but I never really liked the theme song, Cleveland Rocks. One city song that I have a question about, maybe you guys can answer me, Whiskey Town's Jacksonville Skyline. Is that Jacksonville, North Carolina, or is that Jacksonville, Florida? Because I think they have – doesn't Ryan Adams have ties to
– I think he was from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
So, yeah.
But do they have a skyline?
Well, he mentions the military there, and Jacksonville is the home of mm-hmm. Camp Lejeune, right?
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
Yeah, a sense of place. And, you know, it's great. It's like having – if you had a really great song for your city, it's like having your anthem for your high school football team. I can't really think of one right now that sticks out for me for Asheville. But if I was from Brooklyn, it would be No Sleep Till Brooklyn. But
well, when I was a kid, we lived in just outside of Boston, and that's when the Standells had mm-hmm. their big hit Dirty Water with the chorus, Boston, You're My Home. And I can't hear that song without thinking of my little neighborhood when I was a kid.
Well, you can't forget, as far as Asheville goes, Asheville Turnaround, Del McCurry. That's got a pretty prominent placement for the city's Clutching and a Breaking.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite city songs is the old Lefty Frizzell song, Saginaw, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what are you going to rhyme with Saginaw, Michigan? And he does. He works all these little things. You know, if I could wish again, I'd be in Saginaw, Michigan, and all these type of little rhyme schemes. It's pretty clever songwriting.
And the Lakes of Pontchartrain.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah, and The Girl from Pontchartrain.
Yeah.
Which is an old Peter Kay song. So, yeah, Pontchartrain's got two really good ones right there.
Yeah.
And New Orleans got, you know, going to New Orleans, and I'm sure there's just probably not quite as many as Memphis. But
yeah, I mean, just from song title tracks. See, New Orleans is at 34. North Carolina is at 85. Of course, Mississippi has over 100. Tennessee has over 100. Memphis, of course, has. And that's just in the song title. That's not mentioned in the song. That's
right?
Just in the song title.
And San Francisco must have quite a few, too, I would imagine, with San Francisco Nights and If You're Going to San Francisco. And
are those the titles?
I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Or how about They Go to San Diego, Mel Torme? That's a good one. But sometimes these city songs or the place songs, like the Carolina, for example, has been used and still continues to be used over and over. And sometimes you get the feeling that it's just a ploy to get that sort of ring mm-hmm. to it. And you get these people that are just going to be in love with the idea of Carolina or a city or a place that's really not real at all. And for the people there, it can get a little tiresome eventually. What do you think?
I remember the first time I went to Doraville, Georgia, do you remember Doraville, the song? It was by Atlanta Rhythm Section. And, you know, it's Doraville, touch a country in the city. And I was thinking, man, this has got to be some great place. You know, I get there, and it's just like some suburb of Atlanta that when you blink, you'll go right through it. It's nothing but concrete and just... So I was a little bit disappointed with Doraville.
Well, so Asheville has 54 titles. San Francisco has 46.
That is amazing to me. I would have never guessed that San Francisco would have come behind Asheville of all places.
And they're also people refer to them as the city. So, I mean, I'm sure that covers a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, I like other kinds of play songs that just aren't about cities. There's a lot of those that are really good, too, like Ferry Across the Mersey. By Jerry and the Pacemakers, and there's a really good one by the Kinks, and then Waterloo Sunset, which is about basically the Waterloo Station. It's a subway platform, really.
What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org. What city comes in at number one in mentions in people's music? For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Wendy Gillespie and Jeff Eason. Until next time.